Hello, and welcome back to Amplify with Purpose. I'm Odette Beer, and today we've got something exciting up our sleeves. If you've been following along, and you know that this would have been the regular Business with Altitude segment, but we're shaking things up a little bit. We're evolving and stepping into something new, and we're bringing you along for the ride. I have today with me my regular guests, Dr. J, and Christo the Expander, and soon you will hear me talk about Dr. J and Pastor C because they are my friends. And part of this conversation is where we're going and what we're doing. So before we continue, Dr. J, welcome. Pastor C, hello.
Thank you, Ade.
For having us.
So why would we keep you in suspense? We have been pondering about the Business with Altitude and the podcast and what it does. And we've been throwing things around. We've been doing this for 2 years now. We started it just post the summit, and we had some amazing conversations and some excellent learning. And we kind of got to the point where, I don't know about you, but I definitely felt like it was just getting stale. Dr. J?
I think so. And I think for me, you always hear me speaking about the two things is community and automation. Community is we want to make you really part of our community. We're not just saying that. We honestly want you to be part of the tribe, and we want to automate things to a place where it works for everyone. But community is the thing, because that's the two things we will definitely be focusing on. And just being real, I think it's not like we haven't been real. We've been very real. But maybe it's to say, like, this is authenticity. This is what it looks like. This is our process. We are totally transparent with that. Growth isn't, it doesn't come easy. It comes with all kinds of, you know, potholes in the road if you live in South Africa. And you just have to manage through it. So we just want to be authentic. We want to build true community. We really want to connect with our tribe. And I think this change is going to allow us to do so.
And if you have a look, those of you who are watching the video, Pastor C has got his cap and his t-shirt on because we're being real. I've got my Paddington on because it's cold. And the reason we're doing this is not because we run our businesses in jeans and tackies, although I most often do. Unless I'm at a meeting. But the reality is we don't always show up all polished and all perfect. Life is not like that. Life is sometimes a dress down, hair down, cap on your head kind of vibe, because that's just how things are going. So you will come to the show and some days will be jeans and t-shirts and other days we'll be heading off to meetings for which we've got to be all dressed up. But we want to invite you into our lounge, although the lounges are spread globally. So you are welcome in our virtual lounge for coffee.
Exactly. I like what you're saying there. It's really our inner circle around the table. And we want to invite you into those conversations as well.
Pastor C, what are your views? You're like very
strange. Many of you have met us as business owners and on this business platform, if not most of you. But I didn't meet Odette in a business setting, neither did I meet Dr. Evening in a business setting. Mm. And there's so much more that we share as friends, as colleagues, together. And we want to bring you in to our world. And our world is not just business. Our world is not just church. Our world is not just leadership. Our world is not just finances. It is much more than that. And I do believe that every person that's on this call today, you know, the friends that I have, they have much more value and wisdom than just the area of business. Now, we're not downplaying it at all. And this might just be for a time, might just be for a season. But I really believe that there is so much wisdom harnessed within, you know, the two ladies that are with us and that I've had the privilege of working with for so many years. And especially behind the scenes, you know, when we set up these calls and when we speak about the topics and when we plan the summit, you know, the wisdom that comes in those settings is not always translated into the meeting because we got to be on point and on business. And we want to bring you almost behind the scenes. So, that would be my take on it.
It's definitely, it's a pulling back of the curtain, and we always talk about the holistic. Dr. J talks about integration, not balance. And this is our way of integrating everything, because it's hard if you want to create a niche little thing. If any of you have ever connected with me on a business perspective, you'll know I don't do niche. I like all these things. Why must I pick one? And this is why must I pick one? We can have multiple conversations that are layered and integrated. And there's so much wealth of wisdom and insight. You don't see all of it. But before the show, we were talking about how we will sit in conversations and someone will say something quite flippantly because they're experts in that field. I think about Dr. J, who just like throws, she's got this other word. We won't, she can tell you what it is just now because like it's too late.
Colonoscopy.
That one. See, that word, there's no coffee here, guys. It's water because it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But first coffee word. And there's words and wisdom that comes out in the conversations that we don't always have an opportunity to share with you. And we honestly believe that when you come in and you're part of the real conversation, you will extract just as much value and giggles as we do. So Dr. J, on that point, what is your word? Tell us about that word and how did it come out?
And so the word, yeah, exactly. So the word is co-opetition. So basically what it means is what we are doing in this room, because we are supposed to be competitors, because we are all coaches, we are all business owners doing similar things. So we should be in competition, yet we are actually coexisting. So the word is co-opetition, where people who should be in competition is actually coexisting. And with that, creating an even more dynamic entrepreneurial offer, solution, vibe, and tribe. And that's exactly what we are doing. We are not in competition with each other, but we realize that each one of us carries something really special. And then if we put it together, oh my gosh, what comes out is just incredible. So that's the word, co-opetition, not colonoscopy, like Pastor C would say.
Yeah, well, I once did it's colonoscopy.
Technical term, but not the medical one. Just before this meeting, we were all actually in another meeting. And the speaker in the meeting was saying that we're not supposed to be independent. We're supposed to be interdependent. And when he said that, I was like, yes, that's what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is a time for us to compete. But I honestly believe that even if Dr. J and I ran both marketing companies, and I don't, by the way, marketing for my vibe, I do customers. It's very different. But even if we both had marketing companies, there is absolutely no reason why we couldn't work together. There's no reason why we couldn't sit together and brainstorm things and pull things apart, because we attract different people and we are different kinds of people with different depth and wells within us. Her experience is not my experience. Pastor C's experience is not my experience. Yes, we all do leadership. We all do leadership development, but we all do it differently. And we all have different insights on the same thing. And I think the beauty of that interconnectedness, that interdependence, is that you don't just get one perspective. You get a holistic perspective. So now you don't see a one-dimensional image. You see three dimensions. And I think that's beautiful in what we're able to do in this room.
So one thing that we said is that it's going to be, you know, improv, unscripted. We're not going to, you know, come with a whole list of things. So I was thinking about this morning, even as I was driving, taking Kirsty to school or to creche. And the question is to both of you, what was the first interaction that you had with one another? If you can go back and think, what was the first time that you met?
I think the first time I met Dr. J was before she was Dr. J. She was this new woman at church. She had blonde hair back then. I remember her hair being very long. And she was like this very fancy lady. And I just felt so inadequate. We were at one of mom's breakfasts in this it was not my kind of vibe kind of coffee shop. You know those coffee shops with trinkets with things like that?
In Alberton.
Yes. You know? Can you see there's no trinkets there? I mean, it's very basics. Chutkis and things all over. And it was this breakfast meeting, and I had gone, I was still working a 9-to-5. I had taken the day off to be there because it was an important meeting for me to be at. And Dr. Jay was just, she was just there. She was this like larger than life personality that just showed up. And she was, where is she? Okay. And then I think the next thing I remember is being in their cell group, which was at the time a cell group. And we got to know her and Jill. That was before you had the twins. And I remember, so we were always, look, I will never be rude to anyone. I'm always cordial, but I always keep everyone at arm's length. Like it, don't like it, that's the truth. Hi, how are you? Nice, move on. And I remember we were at the cell and we were praying for them to have kids. Would you know it? She wanted twins. Wowzers. I don't know if I was pregnant at the time yet. I don't think I was pregnant yet. And it was just like this mind-blowing, A, she's larger than life. B, she's like, she's willing to take on the scariest things. She actually asks for it. And I was like, no way. I'm like, I don't know. And then we got to know them and we planted out of their church and they were still one of our leaders. And then we just stayed connected, I think, all along. Sometimes close, sometimes not. And I think the beauty of that is it's not like Dr. J and I went for coffee every day. In fact, I can't remember one coffee date that we had while we were in South Africa. And it's not that I didn't like her. It was just we were in different seasons doing different things. And I love how, even though that was the case, we were able to build a relationship and in this season do really cool stuff together in such an amazing way. And Dr. J has just become such a huge part of why I push the way that I push. And I think it's beautiful. So that's my long answer.
Do you remember that meeting, Dr. Janine? Because I recall that.
Yeah, I do.
I remember that meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny enough, I was there as well. Yeah, because I remember the comment that people made of me.
I don't recall you even being
there. Yeah, with regards to your details, my communication, and my email. What was it? What do you call my email etiquette?
But where was email involved in cell?
No. So it was a ladies' meeting.
That was the women's
agenda. That one.
I'm trying to think the reason I was there. It might have been I was helping with the setup or something like that. And I stayed for a while. And then, you know, it was also like some improv conversation. And then, you know, for some reason, the questions was fired at me. And yeah, I think it was filled off Tianin that said my email etiquette I had to work on. So it's dead enough.
Fired.
I can't remember that, but I'll believe you.
If it's the same meeting that Odette is referring to. But interesting. And from your side?
Very possible. But to say this, it could definitely have been me making a comment like that, because I was trained very strictly on email etiquette. So I would have picked that up.
I was looking for the note on my phone because I still made a note to say, okay, these are the things I have to work on. And if you give me enough time, then I'll probably get it. But in any case, what was your first interaction, Dr. Yanin?
So I don't remember. I remember that meeting, but I don't recall you being there for this reason. I was so intimidated walking into that place with all these incredible women. So it's funny that you say that, because I felt like that. And I was like, can I just get through this? You know, it was like, I was so nervous. But the first time I do recall actually having to interact with you was when we took over the harp or the cell at that stage. And
attractions me, okay.
Yeah. So then I was like, they said to me, I have to invite Johanna and Odette. And I'm like, who? You say again. And I was like, I actually have to pick up the phone and call you. Yes, that's how you invite people. Okay. And then I have to speak to her. yes, you have to. And it was very intimidating for me. And I was like, I promise you, there are these giants in the corporate world. And I am a small business owner that needs to now connect. So that's exactly how I felt. I was like, this is crazy. And I remember, like, even just having the hop, if you guys came, we were like, yo, this is a good evening.
Nice.
We did something live. So it's crazy how the perspectives are. And I'm glad you saw me as that. And let me say why, because when people meet me the first time, they tend to say that, or I used to say that I'm a snob. And I could never understand that, because actually I was just very, like, reserved, very corporate, yes, very on my place. When I meet you, with a lot of respect, so I would listen twice, speak once, you know, that type of thing. And I never realized that people thought that I come across snobbish. Oh. So no, I'm happy that you said that.
You definitely had an air of intimidation about you. And I think you're never fully dressed unless you've got a smile on came later, because that was not my experience in the beginning. And it's interesting that your philosophy has changed. And I think that just that one thing has softened everything. And I also got to know you. So, like, that does help a lot. Pastor C, what about you?
Yeah, so if I can speak about Dr. J first, is that, you know, your reputation definitely preceded you, because I heard about you before I met you. It was a couple of people that were talking about, you know, this lady in church, and similar to what Odette said, very imposing figure. Obviously, it was totally different for me when I met you, and obviously met Jill, and, you know, got to know you very quickly in the cell system and those type of things. And I do think it's a positive, because you do carry a very strong, you know, presence of who you are. And people that don't know you might look at it and say, like, it's snobbish, you know, it's intimidating, it's arrogant. But I think it comes down from the confidence that comes within. But when you sit down with you, I mean, obviously, knowing you very, very well for many, many years, that's the last thing, you know, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And it's good that you shared it before I did, because if you just listen, for those of you that are listening today, if you just listen to Janine's comment, you know, it's like she was intimidated by Odette and Johan, you know, coming to the group. Yet the opposite was true from Odette's perspective. And, you know, it just shows you that sometimes we can, you know, judge a book by its cover, and it's wrong, because before we've even opened up the book and started reading the content and start getting to know people. But yeah, I think my first interaction with you one-on-one was probably around your wedding with you and Jill in church. I think that was really like the first time that we started to get to know one another and started talking. I don't even know why we were invited to the wedding. It wasn't like we were very good friends or we knew each other at the time. But yeah, you know, then very quickly. And it's interesting that you recall the praying for the twins, Odette, because I remember where our relationship really was solidified is when, you know, I came through to the hospital, when you were in hospital, and obviously the news that the doctor gave about, you know, the challenge with the pregnancy, and we prayed with you and Jill that day. That was there was only two times in my life I saw Jill not smiling. That was the first time. And there was a second time, we won't get into that now. But yeah, I think that really solidified, you know, our relationship. And it's interesting, I think we spoke about it the other day when you mentioned that for the first time you and Joel shared with the twins, you know, about, you know, the challenge of just them coming into the world. Like, we know you and Joel before the twins was even there. And that's along the relationship stretch. So yeah, I would probably say around the wedding, you know, you and Joel getting married, and then obviously couple of what was it, a year or so later, you know, when the twins was about to come into the world, it was really solidified. And then just the natural progression of church and ministry. And I was overseeing all the cell groups and obviously even new cell leaders within the Alberton area. Oh, Dick and Johan, I remember you guys coming to church. I think it was a mutual friend, Gary, that invited you to come to church right in the beginning, still the old building, when it was raining into the church, you know.
So today it would have been very wet.
It would have been very wet. I remember there was a couple of times I was opening the service and I would say, tonight we have a guest band here. It's wet, wet. It was the left. It was in the second row. Nobody could sit there. We had these black plastic bag covers over the chairs so the chairs don't get wet and, you know, smell during the week. But yeah, at that stage, we took off the roof because we were going to extend the building. But in the interim, you know, yeah, whenever there was rain. But I remember meeting Odette and Johan way back then. It was like in the beginning of church, probably, I would say 2005, 2006. And if I... help me if I'm wrong here, but I think you guys then started Bible College.
Yes.
And I was at Tina Bible College. And so obviously we get to know you a little bit better. And you also later on, it was the cell groups. I can definitely attest, you know, that, you know, did very of Odette Union, very imposing figures. I remember, I think it was at Josie and Cheryl's house. There was the party there, might have been for their son. And Johan just said to me, because I just started my coaching business. So this is 2016-17. And he just said to me, he says, Pastor, see, just go into Santa, go into the corporate and, you know, just pitch your program. I was like, what? Corporate. And I mean, the way that you two, you know, speak about business and, you know, the way you saw business and the way you worked. I mean, I always remember Johan was like, you know, it was always about like going to the top, you know, being an executive, you know, just make money, be kingdom financiers. It wasn't even a doubt in his heart, on his mind. You know, whenever you guys set your mind on something, it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, then we'll make it happen. But we've made this decision and not you help us. And so for me, it was a very, you know, imposing mannerism that you guys carry, and once again getting to know you and being at your house, having some nice bras there, you know, you get to know you and you realize like, okay, there's definitely purpose behind this conviction, you know, and getting to know you and Johan and the kids, you know, has been a great privilege of ours. I almost want to lean into another question, but maybe I'll keep that for a little bit later. But yeah, that was my experience. What was your experience meeting me for the first time, Odette?
Well, firstly, I actually met you long before you met myself and Johan. I met you when you were the youth pastor. Before even Johan. So I wasn't even dating Johan yet when I started coming to church. I came with Gary to church by myself because my parents had gotten divorced and my mom's church was just like, as some churches are, and I needed something else. And Gary was like, Odie, you need to come. And I had met Pastor Nikki and Pastor Lil like long before that. And I think when they met me, they must have thought, this one is a no, because I remember going to their house in like trackies and my hair tied up like tight, 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 no makeup, no nothing. Because Gary just showed up one day and he's like, Gormos, Hunter, what's the Nikki Hunter? And I'm like, dressed, what are you for? Good, Hunter, in front of mine, it's fine. But he was my jolly, like for many, many, many years. So I was like, oh, okay. We're going to go and visit the pastor, which is like a scary thing. Let's just be real. I am a nobody visiting the pastor. And then I don't know somehow that ended into I ended up going to youth, and it was the one thing that I decided I will do. Like, everything can fall apart, but Friday night is youth. You can come, you can stay. The invitation is going. And at the time I had boyfriends, and I was like, well, look, buddy, like, come or don't come. If you don't come, it's over, eh? And like, they just didn't come. So I was like, okay, chill. fine offer. And then I met Johan, and I was like, look, this is how it's going to be. We're going to go to church, or we're not going to go to church. If we're not going to go to church, then there's not us. And then we went to church, and I think that's where you met Johan.
Wow.
So that's
actually, and you know what's funny is that's how you approach most of your things in life. You make that decision, and literally, like you can say, like, come hell or high water, you stick to that. But I admire that of you, because I know that if you say, this is what we're going to do, then I don't even have to think twice, because that's exactly how it's going to be. And like Boss said, like, you're going to make it happen.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But like, when I worked at Hollard, I once, and it was probably not the right terminology to use, but I once said to someone, they're either on the bus or they're not, but the bus is leaving.
No.
And that's kind of, that's my philosophy, guys. I'm trying to be gentle about the bus is leaving. When the bus comes, it's got to go. It's gone right for you. It's got to go, right? And Pastor C at the time was, like I said, the youth leader, but he was also this larger than life person. I mean, I remember inviting you and Boss A to our house for a bride the first time, and I was like, you know, we can't sprint clean. Like, you've got to get it perfect. Let me get it perfect. You know, the door is south. It was like that. And then we had the privilege of getting to know you. And I think, like, there's the privilege of getting to know you, but we have to acknowledge that you actually want to get to know people, and you have a heart for people. And because of that heart for people, because Johan and I come across as prickly pears, I guess, we're probably more of a cactus than a rose, like the Edney. People are very standoffish towards us. That's okay. And you never were. You were just like, always friendly, always welcoming, always. And it kind of made us just feel like, okay, he's a pastor, but like, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect. He accepts you the way you are. You don't have to be like, you know, so yeah. Well, I think
so. That's that's interesting. I remember driving up then Alberton or Alberante. It's the south where you guys are staying, going up the mountain, up the mountain. Oh my word, like these guys
are
still, yeah, there we go, like in this incredible village or the area that I was staying in. It's just, it was just super imposing. But I suppose at the end of the day, it shows you if you truly have a heart for people from both sides, or from all three sides, you know, and you're willing to, it's almost like that onion, you're willing to, you know, cut through the layers to find what's on the inside. You know, we did mention in the beginning, or, you know, when we were setting up, you know, the new direction we're going with this podcast, that, you know, we want to have evaluated experiences. We want to reflect on life, and want to reflect on things. And at this point in time, if I can just for a minute or two, just reflect on this, is that, you know, it's amazing that we all met in church. And, you know, maybe just a shout out to, you know, NBCFC, Apostle Nikki and Pastor Lil, you know, for the privilege and opportunity that we had to meet each other at church. And maybe you are still wondering if you should go to church. Absolutely. I would encourage you to find a church, find a community, find a place where you can connect. Just look at the incredible relationship, friendship that has been built because of a local church. And I definitely will always be a firm believer, and I will always root for the local church. And so just for 1 minute, I'm just gonna encourage you to find the local church wherever you're at. It's important to be rooted, to be grounded, to find a place where you can grow in the Lord and also meet people and grow together. So I want to say thank you for all of you for allowing me into your life many, many years ago. It's over a decade, if not more. And I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for the friends that you have been in my life, and that you are continuously doing. I think that is what I appreciate most out of everything, is the friendship. You know, it's the behind the scenes, and it's, you know, more than the pastor and more than the business and more than, you know, what we do in our vocation, but it's the friendships that we have and that we can cherish. And I want to say thank you to both of you. You've helped me on my journey, even in the last 2 years. That has been tough, and it's been a 360 degree, you know, almost shift and change in mindset in a lot of ways. But both of you have been there, and I want to acknowledge you, and I want to thank you, and I want to say I really appreciate the both of you. I'm so glad that we've met, and I'm so glad that I can do this together with the both of you.
Right back at you, Pastor C.
Thank you, Pastor C. So, for you, wondering what's happening here, well, because this is what it is to be real, right? We want to be real. We want to have real conversation about real people and real lives. And this is a glimpse into our lives. Now, I had a really good giggle, and I'll probably be giggling when I tell Johan this story.
I want to ask you this, but maybe you can recall, maybe you can't, but in 2019, on the 12th of February, exactly, that's what I was looking for now, you sent me a document.
Okay.
Right? You sent me a document and you said to me, this is my prayer plan roadmap. That's what you called it. And you said to me, please pray this with me. And I remember the things that was on there because I obviously prayed for you for those things. And I'll remind you of some of them. But one of them was to get your coaching certification. It was also the place where you started your business plan, your branding assets, like setting up your business. And I remember receiving the documents and I was like, I'm going to get into this. I'm really going to pray for you. And then it wasn't, I don't know, it felt like not long after we heard the news that you were immigrating. And I was like, how's this going to work? Like, how must I, what am I now praying for? Because now you're leaving. Like, how is this even going to work? You know? And it, just to look back today, reflect on it, and be like, well, that's exactly why we had to pray back then for this, because look where you are now. It's the coaching certification is there, the business, the branding, the business plan, everything is in place. And it started on the 12th of Feb for me of 2019. And I remember your words is, you are my cell leader. So I am submitting this to you because I am accountable and I expect you to pray with me. End of the story. And I was like, sure, okay. I printed it and I was like, this is how we're going to do this. And that's exactly how you are. And now look where we are today. I'll send you a little screenshot. I love it.
You definitely need to send me the screenshot. I apologize for my directness. I have to smooth out my direction approach. Just a little bit. I actually don't remember the document. I don't remember. I don't think, look, there's big parts of my life where I'm just like, we're going, right? On the bus or not? This is how it is. And thank you, Dr. J, for praying with me and for not telling me to go and fly a kite because you have better things to do. And how dare I impose on your time? I was a little bit entitled, I suppose. I'm sorry. But that's, I feel like that's what prayer is for, and that's what community and friendships are for. And absolutely, if there's one thing that I've learned, it's about the power of being accountable and setting up plans. And Dr. J like talks about plans and writing it down and all those things. We all know it, we all do it, but there's a reason why we do it. And as you can see, 2019, the 12th of February, wow. It's a pity we didn't have this podcast earlier, because then we could have said on that day. A bajillion years. But that's just the reality. And I want to thank you for reminding me of that, because sometimes we forget where this started. It's easy to sit in the moment and go, oh, it's just not good enough. Pastor C said to me the other day, you need to calibrate your scales a bit. And I was like, maybe. And this is a very good reminder that we maybe need to calibrate the scales. We have to remember where we come from and what it to get here. I've forgotten about that because we just onto the next thing. And I don't by that suggest that we live in the past, by no means. But we have to
celebrate. But it helps us to appreciate process.
Yes, absolutely.
Because when you because you feel like starting a business is so quick. You know, I've been in this. It feels like yesterday. It feels like yesterday if you speak about it, but you forget about the process that you went through in order to get to this place. So it really helps you, like you say, process and then also appreciate people.
Yeah. Because I don't think that I don't think I am where I am if it, on my own. I hear you all saying we were these intimidating figures. That's definitely not how we perceived ourselves. Not once did it cross my mind that Johan and I are anything other than these are just normal people and they're just doing their due just like everyone else, and they should just shut up and do their due. And that's what we did. So we just continued. But we would not be able to have achieved and endured what we've endured and achieved if it wasn't for the people that were standing next to us, Pastor C, praying with us, talking us through this stuff, Dr. J and Jill praying with us into things. I remember having a phone call with Dr. J on, I think, our first or maybe our second cell meeting we were having as leaders. And Johan had, there was a plagiarism charge levied against him. Incorrect. He was innocent, but it was levied against him and they wanted to kick him out of the university. And we were like praying, and we found out that day and that night we had to host the cell. And I was, how does all hell break loose? The day that I got the cell, like, we have to run the cell. I've got to be focused. We've got to like lead people in prayer and pray for them and do praise and worship. And we need to deliver a word. How do you do that when your whole world is like coming, it's imploding and you're innocent? But, and I remember finding you and you were like, Odette, it's going to be fine. This is just, it's a distraction. Just keep going. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
And that night was such a powerful night. Like, it was like amazing how God showed up. And then Johan was vindicated and, you know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper and every tongue rises up against you, you shall condemn. It was exactly that. And the word came to fruition. But I remember picking up the phone that day and staring out at my really nice garden, because that was my dream house. For those of you who didn't know, I was like talking to Dr. Jane. I'm standing there and I'm like looking at the tree thinking, is this ever going to end?
Isn't it the same in business? Like, it feels a lot of the time like all hell breaks loose, like before a podcast, before a big meeting. I mean, this morning my router was just off, like there was no electricity. Like the silliest things happen. My gate didn't want to open. It's wet, so some kind of plug just keeps tripping. So that means my garage can't open, my gate can't open, the kids need to get to school. I need to figure this out. Oh, I can't phone because there's no internet, because there's no signal, because the thing is off. And it just carried on like that. It's just like, sometimes that's just a normal morning. And I was like, just waiting for the kids to let me know, like the other morning before the podcast is like, Mom, I forgot my lunch. Please bring me my my stuff. And, you know, I used to say, it's like, because we have these things, expect all these things to start happening. And then a couple of years ago, I changed my mindset and I was like, we can't say that, because then we're speaking these things over what you are saying, but still, we still say, a lot of people just really still say that. So it's just to remind yourself that things will happen, but it's not happening because you are having a podcast, because you are having a massive meeting, because this and that and the other stuff just happens. The only difference here is you are grouping it and you are naming it and you are tying it to an event where it happens on other days as well. It just doesn't bother you. You just don't name it because there's nothing important happening. So just on that, it's just to think on things like, stuff is just going to happen, but it's how you're going to frame it. It's how, what you are linking it to. And if you can link it to a good experience now, if stuff like that happens, I'm like, man, it's going to be a great podcast. Oh my word, this would be an amazing meeting. End of the story. Name it. I don't claim it. I just fix what needs to be fixed, get done what needs to be done. And I'm just like, it's going to be great. That's it. End of the story.
Pastor C, I see you like itching on the tip of your seat. Do you want to say something? Help. Give us the wisdom.
I think it's the opposition comes as a test of your conviction, you know, more than something that should hinder you. And many people fall and fail there. You know, it's like you get up this morning, the gate doesn't want to work. Okay, maybe that's a sign.
I just want to say something. Did you just say many people fall and fail? Many people fall and failed it.
No, I think what I said is that's where many people fall.
Okay, I'm going to take that for me because I heard many people fall and failed it. I like that. Anyway, sorry.
No. And so, you know, just your example this morning, you know, the root is off, you know, the gate motor doesn't want to work, you know, that's a good, you know, reason for me, you know, maybe just to stay at home and not go to the meeting. You know, this is maybe a sign. And I completely flip it exactly like you, is that it's not a sign not to, but it's a test of your conviction. Am I going to continue? Am I going to push through? And that's where many people fail. You know, many people fail there. Interesting enough, last night I saw a video clip of Rassie Erasmussen. You guys are probably tired of all my rugby analogies. But quite interesting is that he spoke about the start of the plan towards building the World Cup winning team. It all started in 2013. Now, they won the World Cup in 2019. So it was a good 6 years before they won the World Cup. And he was speaking about how they were going to do transformation properly within the country and not the way that a lot of people see it. But what I want to bring in there is that there was so much opposition that they were facing, you know, at the time. But he didn't see it as a reason not to, but he saw it as a test to the conviction and to continue and to go forward. So, yeah, that's what I just wanted to maybe just throw in there. I think many people, you know, stumble at the things that's not a stumbling block, but it's, you know, it's a stepping stone to get over and to get stronger. And so, yeah, maybe that helps you today. Just keep on going, you know, and we are here to help you. And we want to, I think more than ever, you know, even, you know, with this realignment, reassignment, you know, new direction, off topic, but on point, you know, whatever you want to call it, more than ever, we want to support you. We want to be there with you. We want to get into the trenches with you and say, listen, we've been there, you know, I'm not going to say been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Like we still there. We're still going through stuff as well. And Odette, I know that you've got an incredible opportunity for the listeners to join into, you know, this podcast, you know, whatever, you know, it is we are about to endeavor on here. But maybe share with them, you know, the plans and the thoughts, how they can join into this.
Before I share with them how they can get involved, if you haven't read it, you must read. Is The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. He talks about resistance and the role that resistance plays in us creating our arts, our genius, our any brilliant book. Go read it. Okay.
Who's the author again?
Stephen Pressfield. You'll find it on Audible. Very good. Okay. That's enough.
I've got to read it. Thank you for making it easy.
That's brilliant. I have re-listened to that book in the past since 2019. So it's been 6 years, probably every year.
Wow.
Anyway, right. We did say that we want you to get involved in this process. So what we've done is we would love to get you involved in naming the podcast. We have a couple of options. Some of them have to do with copy. Some of them have to do with friends and threads. So we'd love for you to get involved. We will post the names and some visuals on our social media. So to be sure to follow the social media. And then we'd love for you to vote on which one do you think it should be and let us know what your thoughts are. So the winning title will be the winning one and we will then rename and rebrand the podcast in that way. The way that the show is going to work is each show will have a different host. Sometimes it'll be me, sometimes it'll be Bossa C, sometimes Dr. J, sometimes all three of us. And it won't be scripted, but there'll be some plan around it, obviously, because we need you to get value. So we have to be intentional about the value that we provide. And we'd love for you to just get on board, vote, let us know what you think. Let us know what you want to talk about. We will share over the next couple of podcast episodes, what we'll be talking about, how we'll be handling it. And you have an opportunity to tell us what you want to hear about and what you want to talk about it. We will also do a hot seat where you can ask us anything and we'll have conversations about pretty much everything. If it's not illegal or not confidential, we probably will discuss it. Anything else you want us to add, Pastor C, Dr. J, before we wrap up?
I think what would be nice is if you, sorry, Pastor C, if they could send us some questions, because we, like we said, we want to get into your world. So ask us the questions so that we can get into your world, answer your real questions that you have. We're going to be open, honest, transparent, and we're going to answer it from our perspectives, from our experience. So send us your questions and we'll be able to answer those questions for you.
Definitely. You know, questions on faith, questions on finance, questions on family, questions on friends. You know, we really want to make this, you know, from what we have and what we carry. You know, I'm a new parent, so I still learn a lot, you know, but, you know, the two ladies over here, they've been parents for many, many years. And so they've got multiple, you know, kids and experiences. And so there's so much wisdom when it comes to family. How do you balance family and faith? How do you balance family and friends? How do you balance family and finance? You know, maybe those are a question that I'll keep for my time when I'm a host. But I want to just encourage the listeners is that it's almost like there's nothing that you can't ask. We really want to delve in deep. And like we said, it's unscripted. So, you know, there's going to be times when we can ask questions that we haven't prepared. As a matter of fact, most of the time, because we really want to get the rawness and the essence of those things. So please, you know, let's delve into that. There might be times where we only speak on finances and business in the section or the segment, and that's just because that's the way the questions or the conversation goes. But there's nothing that is like all, what's the right word now?
Off limits.
There we go. You know, so yeah, definitely. And then just maybe finally, I think at the end of the day, it was just we all three of us came to the realization that we three friends that are doing, you know, faith, family, finance, you know, together, you know, life and business and leadership. And we just wanted to create something that encompasses all of those things and all of those areas, because we are multifaceted. It's not just about one area, one aspect. And we want to bring that to the forefront. There's so much, there's a very big drive on business, and it almost becomes, you know, to an extent a little bit, you know, too stiff or corporate or serious. And we wanted to lift the lid and say, listen, there are times like today, I still need to, you know, do my hair and get ready for a meeting that I'm leaving to in a half an hour. But that's life. We don't always show up perfect. You don't always show up, you know, prepared. And we wanted to bring that. We want to bring you into our life. We want to bring across, you know, what life is really all about. What does it mean to have three kids, twins, and you've got to run multiple businesses? Your husband is overseas on a business trip. You've got, you know, four coaching sessions lined up. You're busy writing a book. You're busy with our college, doing a dissertation, helping friends. How do you manage all of that? You know, we want to show you that. We want to show you.
Who's that person? Who does that?
We want to show you living in a different country, immigrating, and, you know, your heart is with people that's across the world, but, you know, your body, your mind, your purpose, you know, your focus, you know, your life is now somewhere else. How do you work these things? And so we really want to bring you along this journey. And I am super excited. If we only do this podcast for one reason, and that is me getting the opportunity to ask you the questions on how you made it, man, I'm super excited.
Good. Yeah, so send us those questions, because we would love to feature your question and help you to move through your process that you're currently dealing with. You know, it reminds me of something that Pastor Lil always says, is to make peace with your process. Yeah. So let us help you to walk through your process and find the peace in that as well. We've been taught well.
We have, absolutely. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode. We are really very excited about the next Friday. If you haven't noticed, just look on the face of them. Super excited. And we can't wait to share what's coming up. So remember, this podcast is all about you, our amazing listeners. So don't forget to participate in the poll. It helps us to choose the right name for the segment. It helps us to position the questions properly. and to pull in the right people, have the right conversations. But before we go, a very big thank you to Dr. J and Pastor C for joining me again today, for being part of this exciting journey, for being part of my journey, and for co-opetitioning with me. I had some water. Look at me. I mean, please talk in life and in business and making stuff happen. It's so exciting to every week be able to have a chat with you guys and to just pull the thread of what you've got, because you both have wells of wisdom that I know I will be drawing from, and for you, our listeners, as well.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Remember to follow, share, like, subscribe, vote on the polls, which means that you've got to be on our social media. And if you're not, this is your cue to go and be on there. Until next time, keep amplifying your purpose, one conversation at a time. Take care.